very impromptu, and I just wanted to record a little note of encouragement for you today. If my audio does not sound great, my apologies. I'm actually on the road currently, and I really felt strongly that if you're needing encouragement, I wanted to just give you what's on my mind. I've been reading the book of Joshua, and it's been a while since I read that book, and the Lord tells Joshua, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, I am with you. And he says this several times. When Joshua was addressing the soldiers, his men going into a battle, he uses the same words to encourage his men before battle. He tells them, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, the Lord is with us. And I don't have my Bible in front of me, so I can't give you the direction. I know it's towards the beginning chapters of Joshua. But I just loved that thought, that we can encourage others with how the Lord is encouraging us. I have been feeling very overwhelmed the last couple weeks, and really seeking the Lord for some things that I need to figure out. We always have things to figure out, don't we? So we always need to be seeking the Lord. But it's just been very overwhelming. And this morning, I just felt like it was a little bit more than I could bear. And I instantly had this song from Cody Carnes called Run to the Father. And I put it on and I just closed my eyes and I cried. I was just running to him. And I would encourage you that if you're feeling really overwhelmed, just run into his arms. Put on a song that you can worship with, that you can feel his comfort and his grace and his kindness. Just wrap you up in his arms, that you feel that he approves of you, that he loves you, that he has plans for you. And I just really needed to rest in that this morning. I was thinking of so many things, but one of the things I just felt so discouraged about was just feeling like I'm not very good at anything. And I've probably talked about this before, but you know, if you've been in therapy any number of times and they ask you, well, what's something you're good at? That's always a question that I never liked, because that's hard for me to really come up with. And all the, you know, counselors say, well, I'm not saying what are you perfect at, I'm saying what are you good at. But it doesn't help, because I don't feel good at much. And maybe you feel that way. You know, sometimes I just feel like I have a whole bunch of half-baked skills. There's an idea for a poem that I had this morning, half-baked skills. I love writing poetry, and that's a great creative outlet. But yeah, maybe you feel like you're not good at anything. Well, it doesn't matter, really. And that was the message that I was encouraged this morning, is that he loves me, he approves of me, and I just felt his grace, and it helped me to be able to, you know, get up and move on with my day. So be encouraged today. He loves you, he approves of you, his arms are waiting for you. Run to him. And I hope you find rest and encouragement there in his presence. Be blessed and talk again soon. Bye-bye for now.